Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, February 14th, 2008. Valentine's Day. Once again, at the outset, let's remind you that we are preparing these messages from our hotel room here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and we know we have a problem with our microphone with feedback sound. Keep hoping to get to some store where we could buy a new microphone, but have not been able to yet. So it's not your system, and if you're new to our ministry, it's something we urge you to come back if it's something you find annoying. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We are Stephen and Brooksie Weber, a married couple coming on 33 years of marriage this May. And today we want to talk to you about the subject of lasting love. The scripture text is from Genesis 24, verse 67, and it's a statement concerning Isaac.
So she became his wife, and he loved her.
And of course, that's Isaac and Rebekah. Well, today is Valentine's Day, when we especially celebrate romantic love. The lobby of our hotel downstairs has red and white balloons scattered about the room, along with several Valentine flower arrangements. And we have one of them up in our main photo today. There are retailers playing up this special day with sales events and romantic getaways everywhere we travel. In fact, just getting off the elevator today, I saw a man that had a great big red plush teddy bear that he was going to give. With all the reminders flashing before our eyes, there can be no excuse for forgetting this special day. This evening, Brooksie and I plan to go out to dinner together and celebrate. Stir will be with some friends of ours from Lancaster County, who are also visiting Myrtle Beach this week.
While there's no shortage of photos and stories of young love, couples in the springtime of their relationship, vibrant, strong, and attractive, all of us were there at one time. Yesterday, we heard the story about a marriage proposal on the beach with the man making a huge heart in the sand to stage the big question. But today, we want to share a story that goes beyond that of initial romance to one of lasting love.
Bill Fernand is one of many treasured friends we've known throughout the journey of life. He and his wife Lenore lived in the mountains of northern Pennsylvania in a spacious farmhouse with a great big barn behind it. Bill was an engineer and inventor who was always designing something new and original. We were amazed the day he showed us his own Nautilus-type fitness center he had designed and built in his barn using bricks as weights. He was a thin man, but strong because he worked out on a daily basis. Brooksine made visits often since Bill made custom mats and beautiful wooden frames in a room off his large barn. In fact, she had built a little barn where he had made mats and frames for her, and she had do calligraphy for select pictures he was framing.
Later in life, Bill's wife, Lenore, had a debilitating stroke, and instead of admitting her to the nursing home, Bill chose to lovingly care for her at home. He fed her, changed her, and every 3 or 4 hours, day and night, Bill would gently turn her over so she wouldn't get bed sores. Several years later, when she finally went to a nursing home, Bill told us he would still awaken each night at the usual time. While we were living in Massachusetts, we received word that our greatly respected friend, Bill Fernand, had passed away. He was in his mid-80s at the time. His wife was still living and being cared for in a nursing home.
At the time we prepared today's message, we don't know where she's at. It would surprise us, actually, if she was still alive. That was probably 10 years ago. According to our Western customs, Isaac had a most unusual courtship. His was clearly an arranged marriage, dutifully executed by Abraham's faithful servant, and thoroughly recorded in Genesis 24, which happens to be the longest chapter in Genesis. They had just met one another on the occasion of our daily verse, and I'm intrigued by the phrase, "He loved her."
This is the first time this expression is found in Scripture, and indeed Isaac and Rebekah began a long and eventful life together, marked by lasting marital love. Although we don't know how old Rebekah was when she died, we're told that Isaac married at 40 and lived until he was 180 years old. Scripture records that they were buried together.
His love for her is demonstrated when he prays for her on the occasion of her barrenness. Later, after the twins, Esau and Jacob were born in Scripture. The Scripture records the two in a passionate embrace. You may be curious to look the verse up. It's chapter 26 of verse 8. The King James Version uses the word sporting, and the NIV caressing. Still later, we find the aging couple agonizing over the bad decisions their children had made.
Like any marriage, there was some conflict in the home and much overcoming, yet their marriage endured the storms of life. They surely had many of the same challenges we have today. They differed in their interests and very likely their personality and temperament. They dealt with infertility, sibling rivalry, favoritism, and grief over their son Esau's marriages. Our last glimpse into Rebekah shows her and Isaac heartbroken as they send their son Jacob off to get a wife from her relative's clan.
What is the picture of marital love that you have? The passion of newlyweds? A young couple as they push their newborn baby in a stroller? Or an 80-year-old as he regularly turns his invalid wife to prevent bed sores?
As we are reminded of our daily verse today, do you remember the words to an old song? I think maybe it was Petula Clark that sang this. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. What would our present world look like if husbands and wives everywhere genuinely loved their spouses with an enduring and sacrificial love like Bill Fernand demonstrated to his wife, Lenore? Flowers, jewelry, and candies are nice gifts that warmly say, I'm thinking of you this Valentine's Day.
But carrying out our promise to love our spouse, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, for richer or for poorer, till death do us part, is the greatest demonstration of one whose love has matured from that of romantic love to that of tested, abiding, lasting love. Think about that. Think about that this Valentine's Day.
Let's pray together. Father, your love for us is most visible when we consider the great sacrifice you made for us as you died for our sins. And the love we have for our partner is not always convenient, but at times is costly, requiring great sacrifice. Help us to take our vows seriously and carry out that which we promise so that our tested love becomes an enduring love. As we do so, we honor the sacrament of marriage that you ordained. We honor our spouse, we're an example to others, and we fulfill the scriptural command to be faithful to our mate.
Amen. That's a prayer, and Ms. Brookstein prayed the prayer, and we are confident there are many that we are sharing with today that have that lasting marriage, lasting love that we spoke about, but we also know there are those that are stung by the reminder due to an unfaithful spouse. And thank God for the assurance that we can share today as we look out at the vast ocean that God is always faithful and His love is always lasting. Well, we are Stephen and Brookstein Weber. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. Today we do have some photos on the site of the flower arrangement in the lobby of our hotel down below. Also a couple of other photos, an elderly couple in our present church named Dave and Millie are such an inspiration, approaching their 63rd wedding anniversary. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net, and again, let me remind you that we know we have an annoying feedback type problem with background noise on our podcasts as we prepare them from our laptop with an older microphone. Hopefully, we'll get a microphone today and tomorrow. I won't have to give this little disclaimer. Have a blessed day today, and may you experience, and all of you can because of the faithfulness of God, may you both experience, I should say, and offer lasting love.